Microsoft has reinvented the definition of productivity, and this is what I mean by it. The fact that you can start a Word document on your Windows mobile device, continue the same document on your PC or tablet, and still have the same capabilities and the same experience, I find that to be truly liberating. Now, in this session, I'm going to show you what I mean exactly by that. Now that we're talking about productivity, one of the first few things that I would like to launch and just show you guys what I mean by being productive on the go is quite beautiful on the Windows platform, is the fact that on the device I have my Word document application that I can actually launch. And once I go into it, if I'm interested in starting a new document, I have the same user experience and user interface that I would actually have on my new Windows 10 device, whether it's on PC or tablet. In this point, if I want to start a blank document, all I have to do is just select it, and immediately you can see that the user interface is what I'm familiar with on a desktop platform. Here I have full capabilities. If anything, I want to start typing out a document, all I have to do is hit on the cursor over there, my keyboard will pop up. But if I look at the keyboard section, there's the three dots, which are also known as the ellipsis. And as soon as I press on that, you can see that my Word ribbon is actually here. This is where I can actually type out a document, insert some bullet points. And just to show you guys exactly what I mean, I'm just going to go back to my keyboard and say something interesting. Now, at this point, I'm sure you guys are wondering what this actually means, but all I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in perspective like that. And from here, I just want to show you guys that I can actually use it and use the full functionality as if I'm actually on my PC. So from here, if that was the first point, I'm going to like to go to the second bullet point. All I would then do is once I go to the next line, it'll automatically start inserting those bullet points for me. What I can also do here in this section is that I can also indent where I would like my text to be. Do I want it to be more to the left or to the center or to the right completely? Which is exactly what I would normally do on my PC. In addition to that, what I like over here is that I also have an option for my paragraph formatting in terms of line spacing. What would I like the indents to be? 1, 1.5, 2. And for those of us who work on a lot of documents, we know that this is quite important because in terms of functionality and being productive on the go, this is quite amazing. Now, once I've done typing out a document and I've started this document on my phone, let's say at a later stage I'm interested in actually working or continuing on the very same document on a different device. And let's say at this point I am now interested in actually saving it so that I can continue editing at a later stage. What I can now do is that I would just go to the top left corner over there. And if I select that option, you can see the experience, the user interface is quite similar to what I have on my PC as well as tablet. I would then hit that option that says save. And from here on, it's going to ask me to save a copy of this file. And if I select that option, it's now going to give me these two options. Would I like to save it on this actual device? But since I'll be using OneDrive and I have storage which I could use to be productive over there, I will then select that option. At this point, all it's going to ask me to do is that I now need to sign in into my OneDrive account and it'll automatically save that document in the cloud. While we're still talking about productivity, I've just given you guys an overview of Word and the user interface and the experience it actually shows that is very similar on your Windows 10 devices, such as your tablet as well as your PC. The next thing I would like to look at is one of the biggest mailing clients applications you can use in the world, and it's one of the best because it integrates with quite a lot of information. At this point over here, I am talking about Outlook Mail and Outlook Calendar. The beauty about this app is that these two features are actually integrated into one application, which means that navigating from your email to all the dates you have in your calendar entries is quite seamless and quite easy. So at this point over here, if I go into Outlook Mail, I can see that I'm seeing my inbox. And over here, if I select one of the emails I received earlier on, now that I've got this email over here and I would like to respond to it, the Word ribbon is integrated into the Outlook Mail client application, which is quite beautiful. So from here, all I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the bottom right corner, bring up the ellipsis, and go for that option that says respond to the email. In my reply, I would basically say something like, sure. And from here, just to show you guys in terms of the functionality I'm talking about, is that if I hit the ellipsis once again, it now will bring up the section where I can insert quite a few things. I have the option of attaching something, inserting a table, a picture, even a link. If I go back, also have some nice formatting options over here. If I'm interested in changing my font, highlight some text, change the font color, insert bullets and numbering. And this is great functionality from an email application that you get on the device, which is Outlook Mail, of course. What's also amazing about this application is that once I go back to all my emails, I can manage them quite easily. So for instance, if I had to take one of these drafts and basically swipe from right to left, this is what I will see. I can easily delete an email just like that. However, if something is quite important, and let's say I'm interested in going back to this mail at a later stage, let's say over here I got a calendar reminder about somebody's birthday. If I set it from, swipe it from left to right, I will then now see this option that says, I set the flag. In this way, it's giving me functionality the same way I would find on a PC. What's also amazing about this is that if I hit the ellipsis in the bottom right corner over here, you can now see that I have an option of automatically going from my inbox to my calendar without leaving the application at all. If anything, it's just moving from one side to another. As you can see over here, I got all my calendar entries for the week. Everything has been shown quite clearly, and it just helps me to constantly and always keep in touch with people in my contact list. At this point, if I just want to go back to mail, I hit back the ellipsis in the bottom left corner right over there. You see that this is where and how I can move back and forth between my mail as well as my calendar. Now, last but not least, it's important that for those of us who are also productive on the go, we may have multiple email accounts. Over here, it will give you a nice overview of both the accounts you actually have, whether it's personal, whether it's work, and this is what's making productivity on the go much more easier. With the new Office applications available on your Windows 10 mobile device, it enables you to work on a document across all your devices with the same familiar experience. This is how Microsoft is reinventing productivity, enabling you to stay productive on the go.